South Sudan's 2013 Access to Information Act states that citizens shall have access to information, including electronic records held by any public and private body. But South Sudanese journalists and researchers say government officials and heads of institutions are not respecting the law. Juba-based journalist K. Emmanuel Duku says his requests for interviews with several government officials have frequently been turned down.
I personally have got two scenarios of reason when I was trying to follow up a story about the African export loan that the government was seeking to get. When I booked an appointment with one of the officials in the Ministry of Finance, he accepted my invitation for the interview. When I went to the office, he was like giving me a lot of stories, dodging me here and there, and I ended up not having that story.
Peter Garanthiel, executive director at the South Sudan Information Commission, says he believes a country like South Sudan, which has experienced multiple wars and intercommunal conflicts, must allow access to credible information.
Without information, we cannot survive in this crisis. So this theme touches our hearts, and we have to digest it so that we know the challenges that prevent us to access to information, and we find ways that can enable every citizen to access to information.
Garang says access to information is as vital as the right to life and other basic human rights. Professor Chaplain Kara Yukuju, Deputy Dean of the School of Journalism, Media and Communication Studies at the University of Juba, says lack of access to information from government officials gives way to people to create rumors and misinformation.
Information is like food for the brain. So in the absence of the credible, true information to serve the hunger of the brain, people will create their own story. They will not speculate.
And when people engaged in speculation and rumor-mongering, communities across the country suffer, says Kara. Doreen Loboka, information officer for the United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO, says access to information allows contribution to development, provides hope to the people that their government is being held accountable and can even save lives.
With the information, we are able to achieve sustainable development. We are able to hold our leaders accountable. We are also able to increase safety in the health sector. We'll give an example of the COVID-19. I believe with the information that was spreading around on all media platforms, people were able to keep safe.
South Sudan Deputy Information Minister Baba Medan Konyi says government officials will work with journalists and researchers to make sure they have access to information from government institutions in a timely manner.
As a government, we want to deliver to the people of this country. The same to you. You want to get the right information, give it to people to have access to. So we are in one goal. We are not fighting ourselves. Let us join our hands and work together.
At the same time, Konyi cautions journalists and researchers to always use the information they receive from government institutions in a manner that will not harm the public. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.